We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Football. Super, super, great, great American football Friday frenzy.
There's morning football Sunday, so don't sleep in. Get up early. Be ready for a London football game at 9:30 Sunday morning. Actually, you can watch the F1 race at 8. And then get over to NFL Network and watch football at 9:30.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
So make sure to set your fantasy lineups.
Yeah. Oh,
I should probably do that.
If you're streaming Jameis Winston, check if he's playing because he has not practiced all week. And he was supposed to practice yesterday and then wasn't there.
Oh!
So
I got a question for you guys. Real quick. Ready? I hate being this guy on the radio, but Trevor Lawrence at Philly or... what's my other choice? Who's Detroit playing? Jared Goff's my other quarterback.
I think I go Lawrence. You go Lawrence over a lot of guys.
Jared Goff home against Seattle.
Ooh.
If you don't
go
mind.
Lawrence. They're probably going to be playing
at Philly.
That's a 6-point spread, I think, in that game.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Lawrence.
Okay, boys. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to be fancy.
Is this guillotine league?
Uh huh.
Now you have to wonder if we're being honest.
Yes.
Oh,
Joe,
don't
are,
say
Joe,
that.
Not me.
No, come
not me.
On.
Joe, I mean, I just want.
Are you in that league, Joe?
Okay.
Oh, I got to be honest with you. Joe, usually I'm the guy who takes all this stuff from Jeremy. It is nice having somebody else take this stuff.
It's great. I'm still involved in that league, and that I'm rooting against you and Jeremy so that we can stop mentioning
Why
that
I'm
going first
me?
Overall.
I'm not
You're an enabler.
Well, that's true. I am an enabler. I've been doing that for 18 years. Jeremy. Joe strikes me as an honest human being. So I think if Joe is giving me fantasy advice, he actually is trying to help me win. You, on the other hand...
What was the nickname he earned from the afternoon show?
Oh, Sneaky Joe.
Interesting.
But that's
Interesting.
You know, the afternoon guys are a different cats. I bet that's nothing... Okay. Now I don't know if I should trust you. All right, whatever.
Anyway.
Yes, you have to figure out how it benefits me, then decide.
Joe got me Khalil Herbert. So.
On last night's game, Joe... What would have happened if Tua played the whole game? Who wins?
Good one.
I think Miami would win. They were moving the ball well. Their first drive, they should have scored a touchdown, but Chase Edmonds couldn't make the catch.
Yep, the play calling was great, right? Like
yes.
The prime cast had a stat in the second quarter. They'd used pre-snap motion on every single one of their snaps.
Yep.
Well, they lead the league, I think, in pre-snap motion.
They get guys open. I mean, their scheme looks good, and I don't know when Tua's going to come back. Like,
what's up, Bridgewater hit a bomb, right? Didn't he hit one?
He did.
Was it Tyreek Hill he hit one?
Yep.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Hmm. I mean, Tua, you know, throwing down the field, still, the arm strength is going to be brought up. But that throw might have been late more than anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, he played relatively well. I thought they would have won the game, and maybe that's because I don't think Cincinnati looked impressive at all.
They make the big play to Higgins, obviously.
Yep.
Miami last night, my takeaway before, other than obviously Tua and the injury and everything, my biggest takeaway was that the Dolphins coaching staff is light years ahead of where the Bengals coaching staff is.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this is 3 straight weeks now. I think, you know, you've seen some things from their offense to be really impressed with.
Yeah.
You know, well, going back to their second half against Baltimore.
Just to point out, that was a big loss for Miami in the division race.
Yeah.
People kind of some people didn't like the idea of talking about tiebreakers.
I saw your tweet about
four.
That. Yeah.
But the reality is that is an AFC loss. It is a common opponent. The Bills have a chance to get a win over Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You know, Miami was a game in front and holding a tiebreaker for a while, and now one loss. If the Bills win, you know, they're right back in a tie. The Bills have to beat Baltimore to get that common game win with Miami as well. So it's
right. Yeah,
whatever. It's a common game win the Bills can now get from Miami if they need it. If they need it.
Yep. Look at you thinking ahead, way ahead. I'd never even I saw your tweet and I thought, oh my God, he's in tiebreaker mode. But sure, common games is one of the big ones there. So all right. So anyway, you ready, sir? 9:30
sure.
Sunday morning. I got a stat for you on the very first game. How about that? You ready? Minnesota, New Orleans. Did you know, Jeremy and Joe, and members of the listening audience, this is the Vikings-Saints game is the 31st NFL regular season game in London. How many times in those 31 games has it been a matchup of two teams with winning records?
The answer to that is zero.
That's correct. The answer is indeed zero. It was close. But now, still no matter. And week five is the next London game, Giants and Green Bay. So we're going to need the Giants and Green Bay to
That's
win.
That's got
this
a
week.
Chance.
They're both 2-1, right?
And then the Bucks play who over there
Ooh,
in Germany?
I got to go look this one up. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Is it Minnesota?
Okay, Giants,
guess.
Packers. Where are the. Hang on, looking for it.
They play the Seahawks in Germany.
Okay,
Thank
so that's
you.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Probably not. Hey, who knows if the Bucks will have a winning record when all is said and done?
It's their division, right? Like they have Atlanta and Carolina, I think, after this Chiefs game. No, they have Atlanta, then Pittsburgh, then Carolina.
Should we give the Falcons a chance to take that division? They can score. What if
no.
I told you right now their offense has a better EPA than the Bills? And a better DVOA, too.
Really?
Like, fancy stats? Yeah. The Bills have drifted outside the top five on offense. And it is a thing that concerns me. Now, it's only three games in, and the reality is that the Bills basically have played four games because of the 90 snaps of offense against
that's
Miami.
Right. Yeah.
That's kind of like two games where you didn't really play that well scoring points.
Right.
So, put that over there. I don't want to outside the top 10, the top 5. The difference between the third best offense and the eighth best offense is a big deal. And, you know, I'm hoping Ken Dorsey can kind of dial it back up this week and we see this offense look unstoppable again. Even though it did look kind of unstoppable against Miami, you know, the big plays, they have to find a way. They have to find a way to get their chunk plays back because this 17-20 play drive stuff is going to be a formula to beat the Bills.
Total offensive DVOA so far through three games, the Bills are sixth, Atlanta's eighth.
Okay.
And that's like they're within a percentage point of each other, yeah. So it's not a difference at all, really.
I still wouldn't pick the Falcons, but I get your point. I would have picked the Saints, but obviously, you know, with Winston playing with a broken back, things are not going well with New Orleans right now.
I guess my question to you, Jeremy, would be how much of their struggles right now are just Brady and the O-line, and how much of them are they have not had receivers healthy yet?
It's probably a lot of it. They're also, you know, pointing this out a few times, they are running the ball on first down a lot. Mm. Like, Fournette is getting a lot of usage, and it all just kind of adds up. It's funny to make this point one step further. I like the under in the Chiefs-Bucks game. And it's not a high number.
Yeah, no, it's 45?
I think it's 42.
42? Wow, a Chiefs game at 42.
You might actually look at someone like they're crazy if you said to take the under
right,
in
the
that
Chiefs
game.
And the Bucks. These are two teams, of course, that met in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. High-powered offenses. And right now, neither offense looks great.
No.
I got it at 46.
46.
Chiefs scored, what did they score, like 17 in Indy last week? They had some issues going on.
And Tampa, I mentioned DVOA, I've got that open still. Tampa's the number one defense.
Oops. What's their offense?
Wow.
20th?
Let me scroll down just a little bit here and get to them in, yeah, they're in the 20s.
Wow. But that's, yeah, I got to believe that's, it's not just the receiving core, like you guys said, it's also his offensive line is banged up.
27th.
Oof.
27th.
Hey, if you put money on Atlanta to win the division and it happens, I bet you're going to have a nice payday.
They actually have the, I'm sure by the hundredths place is where the difference is. They have the same DVOA offensively as Chicago.
Ooh,
who is
not
playing 1960s football right now.
But they don't have Gale Sayers, so 1960s football without Gale Sayers.
Well, I don't. Khalil Herbert, it's pretty. Yeah, good. You know, guillotine.
So, yeah, now he's the and Montgomery's hurt, right? So Herbert's going to get a whole bunch of carries, yep. I assume. All right, that's good for my team. Sorry, we're still stuck at the 9:30 game. Go ahead. I didn't mean to.
No, that's all right. That's the London game. So,
and then you got Atlanta's one of the 1 o'clock games. So that worked out well.
You guys know who New Orleans' backup is if Winston can't play?
Andy Dalton.
I just checked it to make sure. Yeah, Andy Dalton, huh? He's been taking some of the first team reps, I guess.
Yes.
And you still have Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Other games. By the way, Bills Baltimore is going to most of the country.
Good. It should.
Yeah. The entire Midwest. The only spots it's not going to be once you go west of, like, Indianapolis. Oregon, which gets the Charger game, right, for Justin Herbert.
Oh, Justin Herbert, yeah.
Yeah. L.A., San Diego, and most of Texas because the Chargers play the Texans. But all throughout the Midwest, you know, New York City is going to get the Jets and Pittsburgh.
Sure.
But anyway, Jets-Pittsburgh.
Really? Zach Wilson's back?
Yes. So.
Poor guy.
Chargers-Houston?
Take the under in Jets-Pittsburgh. Chargers-Houston, I mean, they have to win this. I mean, the Chargers have to win this game. I mean, I know they're banged up and they're having some issues, and Herbert's been practicing. They're getting too little room for error territory in Los Angeles.
Well, they have a very dangerous combination right now of they're the worst team efficiency-wise running the football by a lot, and now Rashawn Slater is out, and Herbert's got the rib injury, so
the
if they can't run
banged
it.
Banged up too, right? Wasn't Lindsay banged
too.
Up?
Yeah. So if he's going to start getting hit, that's bad.
Is Keenan Allen back this week, fellas?
Keenan Allen is back. Houston also has Jerry Hughes, who has 4 sacks through 3 games, by the way.
Good for him. Take the Chargers in that game.
Take the Chargers.
Boy, if they lose to Houston, I'm not sure where LA goes after this.
Jacksonville-Philly is not being seen by much of the country outside of Jacksonville and Philly.
It's too
bad.
Might be the game
that's
of the a good week. Game. Yeah, right. They should put that should be the second biggest game next to the Bills and the Ravens.
You've got Cleveland, Atlanta, and then two late games.
the
primetime game. Ugh. The late game, New England, Green Bay. That's what we get.
Yeah.
Love that. Although,
well, I mean,
Hoyer.
No Mac Jones, right.
Right. And, well, he has not been officially ruled out, right?
Yeah.
But sure. I mean, I would expect it's going to be Brian Hoyer, and that should be, well, kind of ugly for New England, I guess. Well, whatever. We'll get to watch the Patriots lose.
I would maybe rather watch Denver-Las Vegas. Feels like a more entertaining game. That's the other one, the CBS late game.
You just want to see Russ Cook.
Nah, you're right. Actually, I don't want to watch Denver ever. I was thinking about that because Denver is on Thursday Night Football next week.
Yes.
Is that right?
That means having to watch Denver, and they are boring.
They have a London game in a couple weeks,
wow,
too.
So Denver's
they're everywhere.
So the first, like, out of their first 5 or 6 games, they're in national TV windows, like, all but what, one game?
Yeah. So.
They played Seattle. They're in a national window here. They got a Thursday night game and then a London game.
And they're that team where, you know, the 425 window, there's only a couple of games. So, like me, I've got Red Zone on, and I'm getting 3 times Denver Broncos than I'm getting anyone that plays in the 1 o'clock window.
Yeah, the 4 o'clock, the late window is not a kind window this week.
NFC games, Washington, Dallas. We'll be getting the late game, just this Fox late game, that's all.
Yeah.
But Washington, Dallas, Chicago, and the Giants, 2-2-1 teams. Seattle,
Herbert.
Detroit, Tennessee, Indy, Arizona, Carolina. Quick thing I've heard. You ready for a juicy story?
Arizona-Carolina is the late Fox game then we're going to get, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that'll be exciting.
Juicy story for you.
Yeah.
So the Bills are going to wear their white on whites, right? White jerseys,
mm-hmm.
white pants.
Yeah.
And there are some numbers to say that they actually play better in their white on white than the white jerseys on the blue pants.
Okay.
Now, I have been told by a source I find reliable, and I'm not at liberty to disclose this source, and this is the silliest thing I've ever learned, but I've done it, or someone just let me know. They were going to wear white and blue.
Yeah.
I'm told they were going to wear white and blue, and Diggs campaigned for white on white, and they decided to wear white on white.
Okay, why did he campaign for white on white?
Maybe he thinks they do play better in white on white. Maybe he wants to just vibe white on white. I don't know. But I'm told the plan was changed, and Diggs led the push to change. Let's wear white on white.
So if the Bills win on Sunday, we should credit Stephon Diggs pushing for the white-on-white look for the game on Sunday.
Yes, if not for the, you know, if not the, you know, touchdowns themselves.
Ravens are going all purple?
I don't know about that.
Purple yes. tops. I thought it was all yeah, purple.
They're doing color rush. Their color rush uniforms purple.
All
purple.
Okay. Purple.
Yeah,
I like that look actually.
So it'll be all purple versus all white.
That's fine.
Except the Ravens' helmets are black, I guess.
They should have purple helmets.
How'd you like Cincinnati's look last
night?
Yeah,
I didn't like it. You liked it, right?
No,
I didn't like it.
I thought it was fine.
It's too. Yeah, I like the orange and black helmets. I just didn't like the all white look from head to toe with the helmet. I just bleh. Nothing. The end zone too, right?
Yeah, the end zones were white, which made me think about, are we going to show up to a Bills game one game this year and they're just red? Or could they make Zuba's end zones if they wanted
Ooh,
to?
Zuba's oh, end yes. zones. Wow.
As Cincinnati is allowed to wear these alternate uniforms,
that's colossal. And
they just changed their midfield logo and their end zone to match their uniform. I think you can just do whatever you want in the end zone, maybe? How does that work?
I'm 1,000,000% for Zuba's end zone. I like the old red, they kind of got pink after a while, but I like the old red. I am absolutely want to see a Zuba's end zone.
I wonder if that is something you need, like, did the Bengals have to meet a deadline
approved.
With the team
it has
like,
to be, right?
like 5 months ago?
Doesn't everything meet league approved? You can't tell me that the field, the painting or the look of the field, it has to be approved by the league, right?
Maybe just call somebody. Like hey, whoever
so
runs
you know.
Field operations. They're like, hey, we're red end zones this week. Like, all right. Just give a courtesy
yeah.
call.
Yeah.
Do it.
I would like to believe it's that simple. I just think with the NFL, everything is a major lift.
The Chiefs did this, right?
With the end zone?
The Chiefs went, because it was some anniversary for Arrowhead Stadium, they went back to the original look. They played.
That's right. They did a throwback.
The first game, right. So the
yes.
center logo was like a football with an A for Arrowhead. And then the end zones, I believe, were changed.
Was it their game against the Chargers?
I think they were red. Are they normally red?
No, they're normally green with Chiefs written in
okay.
them, I think.
So that's what happens. Right, they're normally green, and they made them red
yeah.
for one specialty game. So,
hey.
Same color.
You can change the color of the end zone every game, as far as I'm concerned. That's fine. Oh, Sunday night, you mentioned, right, Kansas City-Tampa is going to be in Tampa. As scheduled Sunday night, they're not moving the game. And then the Monday night matchup is the Rams and the 49ers. So a big NFC West tilt. That would be your schedule for week 4 in the National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. It is Football Friday. We're taking your calls on Tua and what happened last night and what happened with the Bills game and the whole concussion protocol. 803-0550 to join us on that. And your predictions on Bills Ravens on Sunday. Football Friday on WGR is presented by Topps Markets. Rush to the Topps Red Zone for winning savings and by Svedka, an official sponsor of the Buffalo Bills.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.